Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what are we talking about?
Hearing from God.
How many would love to hear from God?
Everybody
would love to. That's good. On Tuesday, we talked about reasons why we should want to hear from God. And then we looked at who can hear from God. And we said that most anybody that God would speak to, you don't have to be a child of God to hear from God. Everybody at one time or the other hears from God. And frankly speaking, the messages may be very different. The mode of receiving the messages may be very different. Somebody may hear from God unto life eternal, like Saul on the way to Damascus. He heard from the Lord, and his life was never to be the same again. So much that at the time that he was going to be killed, he was happy to die. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I am ready to be offered, ready to go. That was not the end of it. He saw a crown waiting for him in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then, Nebuchadnezzar heard from God. Like I said on Tuesday, it was a big revelation. What Nebuchadnezzar saw covered from his time until the end of the age, until the end of the world. The eternal reign of Christ. But after he had received that message, and he had proclaimed that God reigns over all, God still turned him into an animal. So the fact that you have heard from God does not mean that you are saved. It doesn't make you a child of God. What makes you a child of God? What makes you saved is a turn around in your heart towards the Lord. At the time that Nebuchadnezzar was going to be turned into an animal, the message came for him that he lifted up his heart. He was too proud. He did not give glory to God. He thought there was nobody like him because he was ruling over the whole world. But there is somebody who rules over the totality of the universe. He made you king over Babylon, and he can make you an animal. So he was given his verdict, and it happened. When he came back, he acknowledged, yes, that God is God. Belshazzar, who also descended from Nebuchadnezzar, he also heard from God. I mentioned it last week, Belshazzar. Somebody mentioned the name. And I talked about the handwriting on the wall, which usually means a negative message coming for you. When somebody says that was the handwriting on the wall, it means bad news. So he heard from God, but the message for him was the dividing out of his kingdom and his own death, which occurred the same day. Hallelujah. So that will not happen to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to hear from God, but we want to hear from God in such a way that our lives will never be the same again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today what we are going to do is look at how God speaks to people. The different ways that God speaks to people. I can give you one assurance. I don't believe that I can tell you all of the possible ways. Because I'm sure that even today as we are talking, God may do it in a way that he has never done it before. But we are going to look at the scriptures together. We're going to identify some ways that have been used. I'm pretty sure that We cannot even be exhaustive in that, because somebody else may be reading and can say, okay, this is how God spoke here. You follow my point? But let's look at some of the major ways that God has used to speak to people. Again, we are going to make our teaching very interactive. Interactive meaning, again, that everybody will be able to talk. I can talk to you, you can talk back to me. We will consider all things together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So God has spoken to people in many ways and through different media. Hallelujah. And he may yet do a new thing. But what we want to do is to look at some things from the scripture. Let us begin with the book of Numbers, chapter 12.
Woman, for he had married a cushite woman. And they said, as the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses, as he not spoken through us also, and the Lord had it. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all men that were on the face of the earth. And suddenly the Lord said to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tent of meeting. And the three of them came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the door of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forward. And he said, hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream, not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth, clearly and not in dark speech. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? 9. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed.
Thank you very much. That was quite a story. Miriam and Aaron had grumbled against Moses because of something very personal. Opia means black. Opia, face. An eye doctor will talk of myopia. You follow my... The opia is having to do with your eyes or your face. Ethiopian woman that he had married. And they grumbled against him. And they said, after all, he's not the only one that God talks to. He talks to us too. What do you call that one?
Pride of jealousy.
Pride?
Envy.
Actually, arrogance. Arrogance. God doesn't like it at all. Listen, you have something against somebody, go and discuss with him. Okay? Discuss with him. If he is your pastor, please. He is accountable to God. Don't fight him. But what, unfortunately, there are pastors that people can fight because God didn't call them in the first place. But if God has called somebody and you decide that you are the one who is going to decide whether he keeps the job or quits the job, you are wrong. You're fighting against God. God knows how to deal with an erring minister. Do you follow my point? A true minister who is erring, all you can do is pray for him. Go and read Zechariah chapter 3. Intercede for him. Pray for him. If he will not change, God knows how to handle it. Hallelujah. Because according to the word of God, he was the most gentle man on earth. May God make you so even more than that.
Amen.
May God make you like Jesus.
Amen.
But then what happened is where we want to draw our lesson now. Somebody please read verse 6. Keep your Bibles open and keep the place
and
in focus. He said,
hear now my words.
Hear now my words. That is God talking.
If there be a prophet among you.
If you say you are prophet, yes.
I shall not make myself known unto him.
I make myself known to you in a vision.
And will speak unto him in a dream.
And I speak to you in a dream.
My servant Moses is not so.
Moses is not so, my servant.
Who is faithful in all my house.
Faithful in all my house.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth.
Even apparently.
Even apparently.
And not in dark.
Hold.
Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant?
Thank you very much. Why don't you fear my servant? Please respect God's servants. He said, if there is a, you say you are prophets too. I agree. But if there be a prophet among you, I only reveal myself to him in visions. What is a vision? Vision? What's a vision? What's a vision? You know this, you know these words. I need quick interactions. Yes. What is a vision? Describe it in any way. Yes?
You are looking for something.
If God reveals himself to you in a vision, what does that mean? He doesn't come to you like this. Maybe you are sleeping and you saw a vision in your dream. God appeared in your dream. That's a vision of God. We will talk, we're going to more detail later. You follow my point. God does that. Father Jacob slept and he saw a vision. Do you follow my point? Okay. In a dream. And I will speak to him through dreams. That's what God said. I reveal myself in a vision and speak to him in a dream. How does God speak in a dream? Yes. The difference is that in the vision, he is revealing himself somehow. Oh, God appeared to me in a vision. But if he is only speaking, you don't have to see God. You will just see some imagery which has a message. Are you following me? Like the Pharaoh in Egypt, he didn't see God, but God spoke to him in a dream. He said, my servant Moses is not so. How does he talk to Moses?
Mouth to mouth.
Mouth to mouth.
Face
to face.
Not in dark speeches.
Before he said not in dark speeches, he used one word.
Apparently.
Apparently. Apparently. If you say something is apparent, what does that mean? Clear.
Clear.
Clearly. Not in dark speeches. Do you follow my point? Hallelujah. Apparently, which means clearly, but not in dark speeches. Now, what is the difference between the two? So, when he speaks to prophets in dreams, what he implies is that it doesn't have to be clear. And it may be in dark speeches, but not so with Moses. Have you ever had a dream and you knew that it had something about it? Anybody, raise up your hand. You have had a dream before that you believed had a message in it. Now, were you looking for interpretation?
Yes.
That is what he means by not apparently. It's not clear. Haven't you ever had dreams that you were wondering, what does it mean?
Yes.
But if God had spoken directly, would you be wondering?
No.
No. So you either want to interpret it yourself or you look for somebody to interpret for you. The Pharaoh had the dream. He knew the dream, but he did not know the meaning. So he needed an interpreter. So one common thing that you find with those who are not children of God, when God speaks to them, God usually does not give them the meaning. They have to look for a child of God to interpret the voice of his father to them. Read your Bible again, you will see. When Nebuchadnezzar got the message, he didn't understand it. He called all of the wise men of Babylon, all of the magicians, the Chaldeans, all of them. He assembled them. Indeed, that was a beautiful one. It was a beautiful one because he said to them, I had a dream that has troubled me. You guys are very wise. You know how to read the stars and read the moon. Tell me the dream and tell me the interpretation. See, that was a different one. The only time that it happened in the Bible. And those people told him, oh king, what you are asking for is impossible. Nobody has ever demanded such a thing before. You tell us the dream, we'll tell you the interpretation. The king said, no, you are wise. Tell me the dream and tell me the interpretation. That was trouble. The king said, I give you 3 days or whatever. Whatever number of days he gave them, he said, you do it or your heads are off. Wasn't that something? So the time elapsed and the executioner carried his axe and he was going about chopping the heads off. So he came to Daniel. When God wants to lift you up,
amen,
all systems on the way will crumble.
Amen.
He came to Daniel. And Daniel said, what is this hurry business about chopping off heads? The order of the king, okay, listen, executioner, give me a little time. There is a God up there. Praise the Lord. Hey, give the glory to God. You have a gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the executioner said, okay. So God spoke to Daniel and he went to the king. Later we will come back there and we will draw something out. We're just talking about the ways that God talks now. And he told the king the dream and he told the king the interpretation. When God spoke to Belshazzar, the handwriting on the wall, nobody could interpret but the same child of God, Daniel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, there will be need for a child of God to interpret for the unbeliever.
Amen.
Because to us belong the gifts, the charisma. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Where was Moses' former wife? The one that
he had only one wife. That wasn't a former wife.
Was it? Was the
she is the same woman.
The Ethiopian.
Yes.
Was the one that
in Midian.
The father-in-law brought
her to him.
With the two children.
Yes.
So, only one wife.
Just one wife.
And Ethiopia is in Africa.
Ethiopia is in Africa. It implies that the woman was dark.
That's what I'm
could have been an Ethiopian prophet. Oh, because Ethiopian means dark-faced person.
Like us.
Yeah, so, maybe as dark, maybe not as dark. But not white like them.
Like them.
That is the point.
That's the point.
You see, if you look at an Ethiopian today, the typical Ethiopian is not dark like us.
They are light.
They are very light. They are like Fulanese. Very light-skinned. Very light. Yes, even today, that's what they look like. Some of them you will mistake for white. Okay.
And they are cautious, the children of Ham.
Ah.
They are cautious.
Yeah.
So in Israel today, Africa, born of that woman too, by Moses, will be there.
Of course. Of course. It made a difference to them. It didn't make any difference to God.
Okay.
That's what they forgot about. God knew the wife before God called him. Do you follow my point? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Why were they arguing with him? Why were they murmuring?
That is
because
called. That is
he
called.
He married that woman.
Long before God called him.
Before God called him.
Okay. It is called racial discrimination. It is still there. It is still, it is in Nigeria. Maybe you won't say racial. But there is sectional discrimination. There is Hausa, there is Igbo, there is Yoruba.
Sir,
yes, sir.
Besides that, Miriam was the one who was the leader of the women before.
Right.
The possibility that this woman would become first lady was there.
Oh.
So there was a reason for her to fight.
It's possible.
There's a possibility.
It's possible.
Her providence will now fade away.
It's possible. We can advance different reasons. We can think of different possibilities. You follow me? Yes. She is signed. You know what I really think? I think the devil came upon them.
Yes.
Period. I think the devil came upon them and they just accepted the message. Yes, ma'am.
Now, maybe you are praying.
Yes.
For somebody.
Yes.
The Lord just showed you a picture.
Okay.
Concerning the person you are praying for.
Yes.
Do we call that a vision or what do we call it?
That's a vision. That's a vision because you were not sleeping anyway.
Yes.
Okay. That's a vision. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
At times when the teacher will not, there will not be any talking at all, just like a video that
yes.
Will not speak.
Yes, but pictures talk.
Yes.
Don't they talk?
Yes.
Oh, pictures talk. Look, yes. When the Lord will show me a picture in a flash, it will have meaning. Brief, but you will know that it has meaning. There is meaning to it. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And another way, sir. There was a time I was at my meeting.
Okay.
So we were just contemplating where to stay among the canoes.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah.
And it's not that I saw the thing.
Yeah.
But you know, in within me.
Thank you.
I was just saying that. The thing was just telling me, when like a map.
Yeah.
He didn't draw it. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But he just said that, you see, like you draw, this is a road, then you go like this.
Yeah.
When you reach to the, like a triangle.
Yeah.
Then the up.
Yes.
That is the village you are going to stay.
Okay.
So, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear the
inspirationally, word. You received the message. Inspirationally. Beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
Can you clarify between trance and dream?
Okay, in a dream you're asleep. In a trance, you are in between being asleep and being awake. You follow me? Yes. In a dream, you're asleep. In a trance, you are in between the two. Partially conscious, partially unconscious. You know? Aha. But trance is like a half sleep. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, why does God talk to Moses mouth to mouth? What are the reasons that God gave? Because he was very faithful in the house of the Lord. So if you want God to speak to you more, you want to hear God more clearly, be faithful in your services to the Lord. Worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Detach yourself from the things of the flesh. Detach yourself from your ego. Me, me, me. I. Do you follow my point? What else? Any other reason? He was so meek. He was so meek. The most gentle man on earth. You see, like I said, of people, I don't see why Moses should be so gentle.
God loves him so much.
Yes, he loves all of us, do you know? God loves all of us so much. I mean, if he gave Jesus to die for me, he must love me so much. The problem is not God. The problem is how we respond to his love. Do you follow me? You see, talking about that, I had to talk to a family. They sat and had a meeting. Because there were disputes among them concerning their mother. There's this lady who had her children by two husbands. She first married somebody. She had one child. Then her people came and said, no, we don't want her to marry somebody from another town. I told you there is discrimination here. All within the old Western region. So they came and took her away in those days. You know they do that. So she now had more children there. So one day they had to have a meeting. Talking about how to take care of the woman, because the ones that were born over there neglected her. So they sat down after their meeting, they called me, to come and talk to them. I sat down. And then all of the other children said, well, but Mama loves him more than all of the rest of us. And I said, did you love Mama as much as he loved Mama? And then I told him, I told them, and I love to talk from the Bible. I said, let me share this with you. The 12 apostles, the disciples, the 12 apostles, it was like a consensus among them that Jesus loved John very much. I said, but nobody could ever say that Jesus said to John, I love you more than them. Nobody would say that. When they sat at dinner, you follow me? They sat at dinner. You remember how John sat? How did he? Very close, but more than that. He sat by Jesus and placed his head. So if Jesus now put his hand like this, oh, he loves him. But he placed his head on his breast. See, how you relate with somebody has to do with how he responds to you, even when he loves you. He made himself available. So, look, Jesus never said to the others, don't place your head on my breast. He never did. Do you follow me? Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. These decisions are made by you. For all that I know, God loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for those reasons, God was very close to Moses and talked to him like a friend. Like a friend would talk to his friend. Yet Moses was the most gentle man on earth. And I was saying, there was no reason for him to be gentle. He could be arrogant. I'm the one who stretched my rod over the Red Sea and the whole thing parted in two. I am the one. Do you follow my point? And that is what we get today, you know? When you begin to get the anointing, your shoulders begin to get higher and higher. They get high to a point where they can't even come down anymore. You know? The word of God says this man was gentle anyway. So they smote him on one cheek. He must have turned to the other one. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
9. The anger of the Lord was kindled against them. And God did what? What did he do?
He departed.
I want you to sit and think about it. That the Almighty God came down. Said, you and you, come. Do you follow? Go and read it again. God said, you and you, come. So they came. And then he spoke to them. Then he went away. Hey. If a human being did that to you, you know that he is going to do something. Now, if God did that to you, you know you are in trouble. Interestingly, we're talking about hearing from God. Aaron and Miriam heard from God that day. It was not in a dream. It was not in a vision. So we have looked at the general description. I talked to them in visions. I talked to them in dreams. Now, people were asking, what is vision? What is dream? And we have defined both. Okay? In a dream, you are asleep. In a vision, you are in between being asleep. I beg your pardon. In a trance, you are in between being asleep and being awake. But in both, whether you are asleep or in a trance, you could see a vision. Do you follow my point? Okay. Vision is imagery. Imagery. And if God is revealing himself, imagery of things you can identify as God. Either an angel of the Lord. Do you follow my point? But if you have a dream where you saw a snake that came at you, and you said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and the snake just got consumed with fire, you didn't see a vision. You had a dream, an encounter in a dream. I hope you follow my point.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that is what is called a closed vision. And that is what is called an open vision. Open vision, closed vision. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody read from the book of Numbers, chapter 22, verses 1-9. Calls them. When they got there, Balaam said, "Lodge here tonight. Tomorrow, I will tell you what God says to me." And overnight, the Bible said, God came to Balaam. Do you follow my point? That was a vision of God. Are you with me? And God spake. That was talking to him in a dream. He appeared to him, vision, and he spoke to him in the vision of that dream. Hallelujah. That was a closed vision. He was asleep. He understood how God usually talks to him. Many of you, you know the way that God usually talks to you. Do you follow me? So he told them, sleep tonight. He was expecting that tonight, since he wants to know, God would talk to him. Hallelujah. Okay. So that was a closed vision. Now we look at the book of Numbers, chapter 24, and somebody read verses 1 to 5. The same Balaam now.
And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel.
When Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel.
He went north.
Uh-huh.
As at other times.
Okay.
He seek for enchantments. But he set his face toward the wilderness.
He set his face towards the wilderness.
And Balaam lifted up his eyes.
He lifted up his eyes.
And he saw Israel abiding in his tents.
He saw Israel abiding in his tents.
According to their tribes.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God came upon him.
Yes.
Three. And he took up his parable.
Yes.
Said, Balaam the son of...
Listen carefully. Okay.
Had said...
Yes.
And the man whose eyes are open has said, he had said, which heard the words of God.
Okay.
Which saw the vision of the Almighty.
Okay.
Falling into a trance, but having his eyes open.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. Something different in his life. Usually he would see God in his dreams. Now he is not sleeping. His eyes are open and he fell into a trance and he saw the vision. That is an open vision. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes. Bo se n soro ti mi to mo leta yen le mi lowo bi mo kan se jini mo wa ji mo wa lo so fun to ti a continue pelu adura yi mo gbagbo pe ninu ose yi ninu osu yi dahun mo wa se ori adura yi so pe mo ta ko ni bi ni jeta gba ti ma dele ni mo wa ni eni yen wa gbe oju se di lati ko pe mo fe ba so boda o ti wa nle to joko bayi to re eni yen fe ba soro le ni bayi.
Okay, e wa ni sese ni lati so fun
to
If you tell him, it's not a sin. There are times when you don't have to tell somebody something. You have to use wisdom. There are things that God means for your own ears about somebody, and you don't have to tell that person. There are times to use the wisdom of God in delivering a message. because of the type of person that you may want to deliver the message to. You follow my point? Okay. But this kind of thing, no problem. No sweat.
Such as what? Let me give an example. One day, somebody passed in front of me, and the Lord said, as you see him, he doesn't know anything more than his belly.
His belly is his God.
That he doesn't know anything more than his belly.
Mm.
Such a thing like that.
Mm.
One only one. Position. And that person is a person to more regard in the way around what don't see your law. But the Lord wanted me to
Know
that
yes, God
is not loving God. It's only a
his tummy. Yeah.
So I praise the name of the Lord. Such you want you can't tell that person.
Yes.
This situation, you see the person.
If you can talk much louder, please do.
The person is a Christian.
Yes.
The person is was my mother in the Lord.
Okay.
She brought me up. So when I got to this school of mission, one day I was praying. I wasn't praying for her anyway. So it just came upon me that pray for your mother.
Yeah.
So I just saw her. I wasn't sleeping. I saw her. She was like traveling. Somebody that wants to give back.
Yes.
She was. I said, ah, she's no more giving back. She has given back her last day. So I was praying. In the prayer, I had a very heavy body within me. I was like, I pray from morning till evening. No answer. The body was still there. So as I just took my Bible and I wrote to her that I don't know how I wrote the letter anyway. So when I got to her that day, I just felt that the prayer was not, I wasn't pleased with the prayer.
Okay.
So I just traveled down to Ilorin from Ibadan that day. So she was like, she was annoyed. Why did you write the letter? Even me, I've forgotten the way I wrote the letter. That all the people that she thought she has offended and she has spoken to them, she has made peace and all these things. So I say, I'm sorry, ma. I knelt down. I say, I didn't mean what, but forgive me. So, and what I want to say is that with the prayer, I pray.
Yeah.
I met her on that sick on a sickness. I didn't know it was a sickness.
Yeah.
I met her on that sickness, and one sister in our church now told her not to go to the hospital. So all of a sudden, he just said that she's going to the hospital. I slept with her in the hospital. It was like some group of people wanted to enter through the window.
Okay.
We were praying. To cut the story short, sir. Because you said that there is a vision, you will not tell the person, and there is song, you will tell the person.
Yeah, you were told to pray for your mother.
Yes, sir.
That was all.
But I was praying for her.
Right, you were not told to write a letter to her.
Mm-hmm.
You were told pray for your mother. That intercession was all you needed. Okay? God probably knew that she would get angry. But you discovered. The message said, pray for your mother. Period. Okay. And let me also say this. When Mama Maria was talking, she got the message and she said, within this month, something will happen. Well, thank God it worked out that way. But if you were not given a time, don't give a time. Do you follow my point? So, all you saw was that this person sent a message that he wants to talk with you. The message is complete. Do you follow me? So if in the message you are not given a time frame, there is a tendency to want to, I have done it before. You follow my point? There is the flesh that makes you, okay. There is a tendency to want to add a time frame. But if the message did not include a time frame, don't include it. Yes.
Almost every Christian, one time or another, we used to have visions
louder
and dreams.
Yes.
But there are some people who have visions and dreams on constant basis.
Yeah.
It's like almost every time.
Yeah.
And then when you ask them to pray for something, they come up, there's no how to pray, they will come up, God will show them something about that particular thing.
Yeah.
Do we say there is the office of a dreamer or a prophet or a vision or whatever, and then we have the, you know, this other one which is just the occasional something, occasional gift?
Yeah, well, you have just said it. A dreamer is not an office, it's just a gift. Do you follow my point? It's not an office. Prophet is an office. So the prophet may dream dreams. He's a prophet. Okay. Everybody, to a greater or lesser extent, has dreams. Very soon we're going to look at the different ways that dreams come by. Because it is not every dream that is from God. So we're going to look at that maybe next Tuesday. Do you follow my point? Okay. An intense manifestation of a sign is a gift. For a diversities of tongues as a gift, which is a frequency of tongue speaking and a variation of tongue speaking, which is more than the ordinary sign. Do you follow my point? So that is a gift. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody discerns spirits once in a while. But there are those who can stand, and like I said, like I was saying to some people, each time I see this man on television, I told them in the U.S., and I told them, look, presidents need men of God to stand by them. Let me tell you something. And I tell them this one too, and they will suffer from this one too. Believe me, democracy. Who told you that democracy is God's system? God has never used it. He will never use it. I tell them, democracy, muscle, 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 muscle. I said, democracy will eventually give this world to the Antichrist. You don't know. Write it down and wait. See, democracy is basically the government of the majority. They don't have to be a righteous majority. Are you with me? Look, if people can study the word of God and let the Holy Spirit guide, I'm not saying that you should not vote. Vote. But democracy is just a government of the majority. And the definition has nothing to do with God. It never has. It still doesn't. The government of the people. By who? For who? Where is God? Out. He is out. So when they voted in Palestine, democracy, democracy, so they voted in Palestine. And Hamas won the election. And they are militants. Now they said, we are not going to relate with Hamas. Hey, it's a democratic government. We said democracy. Now they have done it. And the hooligans have won because they are the majority. They are the majority. Praise the Lord. So these things are there. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. It is good to discern things. Everybody discerns spirits once in a while, but some people, like that, they can tell you. That's a gift, the discerning of spirits. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beg your pardon? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I think we'll stop with that, and then we'll continue next Tuesday.
Just to buttress what you are saying about not revealing some things at times. There was a time that I had a dream. Somebody was sitting by my side in that dream.
Okay.
So a voice was dictating something that I wrote down. One day, prayer and fasting. You know, I was sitting with that lady. I didn't know whom that dream was for. So as I was writing it, this lady was trying to see what I was writing, but a big hand just separated her. So when I woke up, I decided that I should pray and fast for both of us because I didn't know. Though later, I knew that it was just for her.
Okay.
No, I'm just buttressing what you were saying about not revealing. Then right. later I found out that if I had told her that time, it wouldn't have been good. So
yeah,
I found
okay.
that something was wrong.
That's good. Yes, you know, the Holy Spirit has to guide you as to what to say to people and what not to say to people. It is very important. You want to say something else?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Please, what is there anything wrong when God changes his mode of speaking to us?
No, it's nothing wrong. I want a lot of variation in how God talks to me. The way that God talks to me sometimes is very different from the way that he talks to me at other times. I know the one that I prefer, but I'm not sure if I can compel him to use it all the time. I prefer the one where I just hear the voice. Do you follow my point? Aha, but you can't make him use it all the time. Submit yourself to God. Let him do what he will do. Yes, comfort.
At times they tell us that God is our father, that when you speak to him, you must hear him. As when you go to your physical father and say, Baba, do I do this? And that very hour, you speak to him. Why is it that at times you ask a question and there won't be answer that particular, and maybe it will take a long time, like you are not hearing any answer? Why?
Well, I think I mentioned that on Tuesday, that sometimes you ask and you hear nothing. When that happens, check around the Word of God. You probably have an answer in the Scripture. Do you follow my point? Or you may have made the right decision already. Or you may need to wait. You see, you always need the Holy Spirit to witness to your spirit as to what is appropriate. Listen, if you live in the Spirit, walk also in the Spirit. It means be in touch with him all the time. Do his thing all the time. Okay. In terms of sharing things with people, let me share this one with you as I close. Some years ago, I saw a revelation. There is this lady, well, this family that are related to me. Now the man is gone to be with the Lord and the lady is gone. The vision was dreadful. It was dreadful. It had to do with, I'm interpreting, I'm not describing the imagery as such. It will mean that the man passed away. And the woman could not properly manage the family. She was a bad operator. In the vision, she was a bad operator of the water tanker, and there were six. When I finished, I kept six water tankers, and they had six children. Do you follow my point? And she was a bad operator. And then I saw that suddenly she went into a ridge, and there was a pit. And in the ridge, she moved furiously across and across and across the pit, and then suddenly, zoom, she was gone. And I said, oh my God. Then I came, and as I wanted to look, it was deep. As I wanted to look, they turned the pit horizontally so that I didn't have to go look like that. I could just look straight and see her at the bottom. Then one of her children. Then another dreadful scene. Ooh, I got up and I prayed. And I prayed. And I started to pray for them. And I said, I have to go and warn her. Talk with her. She was somebody that I could talk with. Whether she would get angry or not get angry, it didn't matter now. But, okay. So I traveled to Ibadan for that purpose. When I got to Ibadan, I told my brother that I wanted to see the lady in the morning. I slept in the night. I got to Ibadan in the night, slept overnight. And I told my brother that I wanted to go see the lady. Then my brother said, okay. Then he went out and came back and said, oh, the lady is next door with another elderly lady, older than herself, who was also a relative. She's going to be with the Lord. So I said, oh, great. Then I'll go there and just greet both of them together, because I didn't see the lady next door when I came last night. As I went in there, and I thought I'll just deliver the message to her, you know, talk with her there, call her and talk with her. As I walked in, they were sitting in the dining room. I entered from the living room. They were sitting in the dining room. As I walked towards them, the Holy Spirit just said to me, Do not tell her yourself. Tell the elderly lady to tell her. She is a coward. She may pass out. So by the time that I got to them and greeted them, I turned to the more elderly lady and I said, Mama, I would like to talk with you. So she got up and went with me to the living room. We sat down and I shared with her. And you know what she said? She said, Osheunto sofun. Emi o sofun to baya. Ojo ni. Mo ti soro e fun ri to daku. Give Jesus a clap offering. The Lord is beautiful. Isn't that something? The lady said, thank you for not telling her yourself. She is a coward. I had told her of such a revelation in the past and she fainted. Just like the Holy Spirit said. That is wonderful. Glory to God.
Yes.
So it is good to hear the Lord. He guides you. We said on Tuesday, wisdom. Do you follow my point? So he teaches you wisdom. He teaches you how to get things done and do them right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads and begin to pray. I want you to pray. Just bless the name of the Lord. Just bless the name of the Lord. Glorify God. The Lord is beautiful. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. To us it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Wow. Where can you get these things? But the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. And he teaches us all things. And tell the Lord, my Father, I want to hear you more every day. I want to speak to you more every day. I want to understand you more every day. I want to believe you more every day. I want to do your will more every day. And Jesus, you have told me that I am not a servant anymore. I am your friend. I want to talk with you mouth to mouth, like a friend talks to his friend. Jesus said, you are my friend. So I want to be able to talk with you like my friend, because you have made me your friend. It's a legitimate spiritual claim. Glory to God. We bless your name, Father. Let's bring our prayers to a close. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you, Lord, as we grow in the things of your spirit and decrease in the things of the flesh. We desire more of you, more of your spirit, more of your spirit. Spirit of the living God, come upon your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fill your children over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Make yourself manifest in our lives.
Amen.
More than ever before.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And with all things, let Jesus be glorified in our lives.
Amen.
We appreciate you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you.